Blog Talk Radio. Praise God, my brothers and sisters. This surely is a good day, my brothers and sisters. Lord, I pray that you take over this vessel, Lord. Please empty this vessel. And Lord, give me new wineskin, Lord, that you may speak through this vessel to your people, to your children. Lord, we want to hear new words, new blessings, new revelations, and a newer, deeper relationship with you at this time. Lord, we give our everything to you, our minds, our hearts, our souls, and our spirits, our bodies, as a holy temple of the Lord. We even give everything that we go through, even our sufferings, to you, Lord. Anything for your glory and honor, we give it to you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we pray in the mightiest name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hello, my brothers and sisters. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Because this battle's already won. Okay, my brothers and sisters. So the rapture of the bride, it's just a matter of time. No matter what, you and I know that this historical heavenly event is going to happen no matter what, according to His perfect timing. Amen? My brothers and sisters, I just want to say hi to everybody throughout the whole world, to every brothers and sisters in different countries, different counties, different states out there. My brothers and sisters, how are you? How have you been doing in the Lord? You know, we fall, but we dust off our feet and we get back up. Amen. May the Lord strengthen you again tonight. May the Lord revitalize you again tonight. May the Lord give you a new clean heart again tonight. Tonight, may the Lord renew a right spirit in you again tonight. And may the Lord give you a new mood and emotions right from the Father's throne room tonight. Thank you, Lord. If you just ask, all you need to do is ask, believe. And guess what? He is faster than a blinking split quarter millionth of a second. Okay? So once you ask and believe, boom, it's done. That fast, my brothers and sisters. But why are we slow to believe? Why do we have to go through so many steps to believe? If we have the Spirit of the Lord, we will simply believe. All we need to do is ask. When we are having problems with faith, all we need to do is ask. According to the Gospels, one man said, Lord, help me with my unbelief. Lord, help me with my faith. Lord, hold me in your arms and carry me. Lord, please, thank you for starting up authoring my faith. Lord, I give you full control of my life, of my soul, spirit, love, heart, and faith. Lord, please finish my faith until the moment of the trumpet sound, that I may not backslide, that I may not give in to this flesh, that I may not do any decisions that I will regret in eternity. Lord, we apologize for hurting you today. We apologize for worrying. It's a sin. We repent for lack of faith, doubt, and unbelief. Lord, we repent of any anger we may have had towards anybody, including ourselves. Lord, we apologize and repent for being depressed in any way. Lord, we apologize and repent for not prioritizing you in our personal lives and giving the spotlight to the evil ones. Lord, we apologize. Lord, we love you so much, and we just want to just focus on you, Lord. Lord, pick us up. Put us in the right path again tonight. For the time is near and short, and we have no time, Lord. Let us live in love, mercy, purity, innocence, and faith, and in hope, patience, long-suffering, and forgiving, pleasing you, Lord, and also serving one another today. Until the trumpet sound, in the millennium, and in eternity, Lord, we are one with you. Lord, you are in me, and I am in you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We love you so much, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you. In the mightiest name of Yeshua HaMashiach of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. My brothers and sisters, I just want to tell you, the things that we go through, I know, you and I know that it is a blessing. But we know it's not easy. But I'll tell you what. The moment we hear the trumpet sound, the former things will pass away. Yeah, we might have memory. But you know what? We're not going to live the lives that we're living in now. It's going to be better. Yeah, we don't know how better. But I can guarantee you it's going to be a lot better. Okay? That's what the Word says. Word does not lie, right? So have hope and faith in His Word. Trust in the Lord. And let us not lean upon our own understandings. That's extremely limited, my brothers and sisters. Today, I want to speak to you. I want to share with you how big God is, okay? And how little we are. Okay. For example, if I'm not a big fan of insects, but my brothers and sisters, if any of you have ants as insects, usually they have the case for the ants, and they, you know, you guys put in the sand and the dirt, right? And guess what? If you look underneath, you see a community there, right? They have a system. They have the workers. They have their guards, and they communicate each other by their scents and other things that I don't know. They have their own lives, right? So do we. So if I tell you how big God is, it's sort of hard to really grasp because we are so futile, okay? But I want to tell you, if you could imagine you looking down onto little box of dirt, okay, and there's a bunch of ants. Now, they have their community there. They have communication. They have their systems of life. What they do there, all in that little box. Very busy, you know. Sometimes they fight, sometimes they don't. Same thing. When we look upon God, if we're the ants, and if we looked up to an observer, a man or a woman, way above looking down, can you fathom the size? Not really. Okay. Same thing when our Lord looks down upon us, the size we are is even smaller than a grain of sand. Okay? And we have our community in this little earth. I say little because compared to God, it's smaller than a little pebble or a little sand. Okay? And here, we fight, we steal, we hate us not anymore, but the world does. Right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't anymore. I'm sorry we say we. Let me just say it. We don't do that anymore by the Spirit of the Lord. Okay? This world lives in pride, hatred, stealing in all its evil and darkness. Okay? But it's so small. So little. And if you know how little they are, okay, even to the size of an atom, we're smaller than that compared to God. Okay? But we're here, when we backslidden, when we live in pride, you know, we thought we deserve all these things, and then, you know, yeah, I'm all that, I could do all this and that. Yep. We had all that pride, but we're so little. The lives we lived in pride, it is really pathetic and ridiculous in the eyes of God. What can we do? Okay? If you don't eat for a few days, guess what happens? You're going to go crazy. Don't drink water for a few days? Yeah. We're that pathetically helpless without our Lord. Okay? We need to be humble before God. Because God is so big, my brothers and sisters, we cannot fathom His greatness. Almighty, the Word, it doesn't do justice to His omnipotence. That's how infinitely almighty He is. And He, being an almighty God, comes down on this earth, humbles Himself as a small pebble, as a little f. Can you do that? Let's say that you had a box of ants as your pets and they're fighting. If you had the ability to make yourself look like an ant, would you go down there and then get killed? Say, hey, don't do this, guys. My sons and daughters, don't do this. Would you do that? I wouldn't. What a humble God we serve. That is so big that there's no measurement. For us, we're so small. There is measurement and there is none because we're that small. We're that pathetic compared to God. Okay? Please repent. If any of you out there listening who still have not received Jesus Christ, Yeshua, as your Lord and Savior, please repent. Okay? How can you say that you'll be enlightened, that you'll be like God? That is ridiculous. That is extremely ridiculous. The devil, ridiculous. Creation, creator, is not the same. Creator gives the power so that His will be done, to save the remnant. And make things right with Israel during this coming tribulation. Praise the Lord. Let's repent all together. Lord, we repent of our pride. Lord, please make us see how big you are. At least show us a little bit of your almighty, awesome power that we humble ourselves before you. Let us see how small we are, how pathetically little we are. But you love us so much that you gave your one and only Son, God Himself, walk in the flesh to die for us. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, God is so awesome. Let's listen to a praise song here. This is all-time favorite. You know what? In very soon, we're gonna rise up like the eagle. In a flash, amen. So, Brother Chance, please play file number 5, Power of Love. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? Isaiah 66, verse 1. Psalm 99, verse 5. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, which is the earth, right? For he is holy. My brothers and sisters, our Lord is extremely big. He has no size, okay? And when you ask for his presence, you can ask for his presence in your life. But this is what I do, okay? It's kind of funny. Lord, please bring down your presence again. But please do not kill me or disintegrate me with your power. And then he goes, and he says, I will. You know, basically, please bring down your presence, but don't kill me. He's that powerful. Okay? Did you know that he has to limit his power? Otherwise, we couldn't even talk. Okay? We'll die right away. He's that mighty and powerful. Okay? So, yeah, that's what I say. I sort of, you know, I respect him. Anyway, so, you know, it's a relationship. Okay? Oh. Okay. I'm going to share with you how pathetic I am tonight. I want to tell you that more and more and more and more I share with you, my brothers and sisters, I am extremely pathetic, okay? Now, when I tell you that, when I shared with you before that we need to stop thinking about when, which time, which second, which day, we need to stop thinking about it, because I'm telling you it's from my own experience, okay? Okay, here's my pathetic situation that I went through. Earlier, beginning of this year, I was here when the Lord's Hour started, and in my spirit, I was trying to figure out, okay, also in my brain, my flesh, I was trying to figure out, when is the Lord coming? I said, man, all these things are happening. He must be coming really soon, right? Or before the Passover, okay? And then Passover happened. Passover came by. He didn't come yet. And then guess what? In April, guess what we got to do? We got to file taxes, right? So here's my pathetic story. So I was like, oh, you know what? I don't want to really, you know, I want to push this off because I think I'm going to be out of here. So out of my pathetic reasoning, okay, which I repented, I should have finished my taxes by April, okay, for last year's taxes, right? But I didn't. So I delayed it until last month. Which I thought that we weren't going to see last month. That's what I thought. So I was dreading it. You know, the whole year, as I postponed the taxes, I was secretly stressed out inside. I didn't even know it. Well, obviously, I didn't do what I got to do. So I delayed it. I remember, oh, man, I extended my taxes. So last month, I finished off doing my taxes for last year, which I'm going to end up paying for a late fee and the interest rate on top of that, okay? So, you know, it's pretty pathetic, isn't it? I don't know if any of you have done that, but if you haven't paid taxes yet, please pay the tax, okay? I'm not from the government. You know I'm from the Lord's Hour. But I want to tell you, when I do my... What I gotta do, I felt the peace, okay? Okay, I believe it was somebody from Caesar, okay? A tax collector came to Jesus Christ, Yeshua of Nazareth, and Peter. And they said, hey, you gotta pay taxes. And then Peter goes like, "What should I do? Should I cut this guy's ear off or something like that?" No, just kidding. Well, you know, Jesus said, "Okay, just there's gonna be a fish with the gold coin in there." So, yeah. So he fished, then got the fish with the gold coin in there, and then he provided and did paid what was due to Caesar, and give what is due unto the Lord. That's what the Lord says. Okay, so that's pretty pathetic. It's when I talk about it, maybe to you it's not pathetic, but to me it was extremely pathetic. Okay, because I thought we would have been gone by early this year. So I was like, forget it. Just forget it, forget it. I postpone, which is a bad idea. If any of you has postponed or thinking of postponing next year's, I don't think we're gonna see then. But again, it's all about just being ready and staying repentance and and not think about not really use the current fleshly knowledge and wisdom and sort of thinking here and there, what should I do? None of that. Just ask the Lord for His will. But if any of you has done a pathetic thing like what I did, just finish it off, okay? So yeah, so I it was pretty pathetic. So I just wanted to share with you. So just let's not think about which day or the hour. Let's focus on Him, the Light, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach of Nazareth, and keep on loving, forgiving, and living holiness, separated from darkness. Keep on forgiving, living humility. Yeah, that's it. Away from pride. Keep on fasting, praying, repentance. Stand in the gap for your friends, while you could, and your immediate family for sure. Okay. So, related to this, I want to talk about prophecy. Okay. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, it says, "Love never fails, but the word of God says, prophecies can fail. Tongues will cease, knowledge will vanish away." But here's a reason why we gotta just focus on Jesus Christ and loving, because love never fails, okay? But prophecy fails. For example, this is for the people that's throwing fingers and calling people names, okay? Jonah finally went to Nineveh and it told them, "Hey, in so many days, if you don't repent, you're done. This judgment is coming." But what happened? They repented. They called a national fasting of the country. Guess what? God held off the judgment. Now, will the people say, "Thank you, Lord," or will they say, because the judgment hasn't come yet, they're going to point fingers at Jonah, "Hey, you're a false prophet. Get out of here. You said it's going to happen, it didn't happen." My brothers and sisters, has any of you pointed finger at the servants of God? You have to repent, because we serve God who desires mercy. And He does not delight in bringing the judgment either. But what has been decreed will happen. Okay? So it is in the Word of God. Prophecies can fail. It's very biblical. It doesn't mean that when prophecy has failed, doesn't mean that they're a false prophet. When you point fingers at the servants of God, passing down the word of the Lord, we know that there are false prophets. Well, I'm talking about the real, genuine ones, okay? Genuine servants of the Lord. When you point fingers saying that, "Oh, no wonder all these things, he's called by that, she's called by, all these names." When you say that, you're starting to point fingers, judging, judgment, condemnation. Remember the judgment, condemnation that you, the measure of it that you use towards others will be measured back to you. You know how scary that is? What goes around comes around. Okay? When you put seed in the ground of a flower, flower is going to come up. But if you put a bean in there, bean sprout will come up. Right? Same thing. Sowing and reaping. What goes, comes back. Please remember, fear the Lord. Let us not point fingers. Okay? How could we understand God's way of running things? When He reveals it, yeah, we do understand it. But can you understand everything that He has to go through? Think about it. Do you know that His children, ranging from little babies to the elderly, to different countries, in that country there are different states? Let's just look at America, okay? The southern culture is there, okay, and the Bostonian culture is there. Midwest and San Francisco, LA, Oregon, Mexico. Oh my goodness, there's so much within one country. God deals with us because we are made in a very creative way. Okay, look at the mountains. Mountains. There's not one mountain that looks the same exactly as the other. Right? God deals with us. Certainly in His mighty ways. How could we fathom it when prophecies fail, when He held off His judgment? Let me tell you this. When we were backsliding, before we woke up, okay, my Lord woke me up first with the video of Angelica Zambrano's testimony. With that, He woke me up. And then I went to a few other testimony, Bill Weiss, Mary Kay Baxter, okay? And then I ended up seeing all these videos. And then I'm here. My brothers and sisters, when we were awoken, before we were awoken, if the Lord brought judgment and we heard the trumpet sound, let me tell you, where will you be? At the best of valley? Well, we'll be still here. Right? So we need to have mercy, patience, please. Love the brethren and sisters. Come on. Don't you love the Lord? He is love. We're His children, children of the light. 11, stop grumbling. Let us stop complaining by the power of the Lord, not by ourselves. Amen. All we need to do is share the word of the Lord. Testify Yeshua to people, whoever the Lord puts them in our paths. Because I want to tell you, testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. You know what prophecy is? Prophecy, according to Strong's dictionary, is G4394. It says, it's a divine inspiration and declaring the purposes of God. Another definition, it's either reproving the wicked, admonishing the wicked, or comforting the afflicted, and or revealing things hidden, especially by foretelling future events. Okay, another definition of prophecy is, it is a prediction of events relating to Christ's kingdom and its speedy triumph, together with consolations and admonitions pertaining to it. The spirit of prophecy, the divine mind to which the prophetic faculty is due. Well, that's the words that I don't really use. But I just want to tell you, these either telling the plans of God, comforting the afflicted, or reproving, admonishing the wicked, you know, these words can fail. It's biblical. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and 8. So what do we got to focus on? Loving. Because that'll never fail, right? Just be ready and continuing to live at a ready state as a prepared bride. Okay? Let's say that you are the bride. Yes, which we are. Okay? What do? You prepare your dress. What else do you do? You put on a little bit of makeup, right? And then what else do? And then you do your hair. You know, a lot of the ladies, they do a lot of, you know, updos and, you know, it's all pretty, right? You know, it's all curled up, right? And some do updos, some don't. But let me tell you, hair is ready too, isn't it? Shoes are ready. Dress is perfect. Your hair is ready. Then you're set, right? And you got to smell good too, right? Now, when you do this, and when you're under hatred and grumpiness and grumbling, complaining, let me tell you, your bride is so beautiful visually, and you get close, and your bridegroom comes closer, and you stink. When you don't have the love, you stink, and I stink. Why? Because evil stinks. Darkness stinks. Hell stinks. Okay? Love, on the other hand, it's a beautiful aroma, okay? First level of heaven, third level of heaven. Listen to the testimonies that has been there. The scent is beautiful. It's so, you can never forget it, right? I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters who are called to be a chosen bride of Christ. Now, I want to tell you, is your wedding dress so spotless, washed by the blood of the Lamb? And are you walking in love and unity? If you're not walking in love and unity, guess what? You're not going to smell all that good. Right? Spiritually. Amen? Because there are spiritual scents as well. I've smelled it before. Okay? And I don't want to tell you how nasty scents I've smelled is bad. Okay? But the Lord let me know. Humility, love in Him, it is so, so, so attractive to Him. It feels so, so, so good to Him. Now, do you want to be the bride, okay, that the bridegroom just hugs you and just loves you and just caresses you and you smell so good, like, oh, my beautiful bride, you're so beautiful and you smell good too? Or do you want to be the one back there, say, oh, my beautiful bride, oh, you're so beautiful, but, you know, just stand 5 feet away from me. You can come to my wedding, but you kind of smell, okay? No! Let us walk in His love, okay? Listen to the voice of the Spirit. Don't you want to be perfect, bride, for this awesome one-time event, okay, that starts off our new lives? Goodbye. He wants you to smell good too for Him, okay? How? Living appreciation, continuing of thanks, not leaning upon our own understanding, and walking by faith and thanking Him even though we are in suffering. You know how beautiful that smells? I'm telling you, that is no joke. It's so beautiful. Forget Sephora. Okay? That scent you cannot buy. So, so, so beautiful. Only the Lord gives through Jesus Christ and through His Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. Smell good for the Lord. Change your attitude. Ask Him to change it. Ask Him for a new mood and emotions every day. Of course, in continual repentance. Smell good for the Lord. Okay? Let me give you, okay. Here's one example, okay? My brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. We love you, Lord. Lord, you're awesome. Praise the Lord. We want to be the most beautiful bride. Lord, we want to be the bride that you thought of before you laid down the foundations of the earth. Yeshua, we want to be your bride that you thought of when you're being tortured and being crucified on Calvary on that cross. Before your spirit left you, when you're still alive, hanging in there, dying for our sins, shedding your blood, as a holy, blameless Lamb of God. We thank you so much. Lord, we want to be the bride. Attractive, with beautiful aromas that you thought of when you thought of when you were being crucified on the cross. Ready and adorned only by your blood, washed, made spotless and wrinkle free, made beautiful in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we want to smell good for you too. In our heart, when our hair gets messed up, we want to make it pretty and spiritually, Lord. Holy Spirit, please teach us what that is in the spirit, in our soul, in our hearts. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We wait for you. We wait for you because we love you. Lord, we realize we're pathetically helpless in our ways. We need you, Lord. We need you desperately. Lord, we want to walk in your humility. We truly want to walk in your awesome, hallelujah, humility. Praise the Lord. We love you so much, Lord. We love you so much. Let me give you an example. Let me go back. Now, if you go to Romans chapter 12, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse 6, 7, 8, and 9, it says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teaches on teaching, or he that exhorts on exhortation, he that gives, let him do it with simplicity, he that rules with diligence, he that shows mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Amen. My brothers and sisters, I want to focus on verse 8 here today. Okay? The word of God says, he that gives, let him do it with simplicity. Okay? Now, I remember when Brother Elby was sharing with us on the Lord's Hour here a few times ago, he shared with us that somebody has sent funds and said, hey, do this and that, few percent, and make sure this to go in that. Okay, but I want to tell you, is that giving with the simplicity? No. When we give, the Word of God says, I just read you. Okay. Where was it? Romans chapter 12, verse 8. He that gives, let him do it with simplicity. When you give, trust the Lord. And when you, the areas, different institutions or somebody that you're giving your offering to, whatever, your help, if you feel like something's going on, just pray. But let us do it with simplicity. Amen? So that is one example of having a beautiful aroma and yeah, you get the idea. Okay. Praise the Lord. Let's praise. Okay. Let's listen to a praise song. Let's praise together. All right. What should we listen to, Lord? Praise the Lord. Okay. Complete by a Parachute Band. File number one, Brother Chance.
Swish.
Amen. We will be complete in Him. Amen, my brothers and sisters. We're going to receive our new bodies. Upgrade time. Matthew 9, 9. And as Yeshua passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of customs. You know, Matthew was a tax collector. And he says unto him, this is Rabbi Yeshua, says, follow me, period. And you know what? The word of God says, Matthew arose and followed him, period. How clean is that, my brothers and sisters? How clean and beautiful is that? Do you know, when you put on a perfume, after you took a fresh shower or bath, that's the best smelling person you could be in this current world that we have experienced. But if you play basketball like 3 hours and then wait until your perspiration dries and then spray like Axe spray, you know, those deodorant sprays all over your body, guess what? That is not a good scent, is it? Matthew 5:37. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these comes of evil. When you simply obey the Lord, you say, yes, Lord, I follow you. Or you just stand up by your actions. You speak through your actions like what Matthew did here in Matthew 9, 9. Okay, how simple is that? He didn't say, oh, well, you know what? Can you give me a confirmation? Then Matthew say, Lord, I think you're the Messiah. Can you just heal somebody here right now? You know? Or if he didn't find somebody sick, oh, let me just break his arm and then, you know, you just fix it, right? No, none of that. Okay? I'm sorry. But we need to take it to another level, my brothers and sisters. If you need confirmation, you could ask. But you know what? Look at this guy, our brother Matthew. Yeshua says, follow me, period. And he got up and followed him, period. How clean is that? Lean, mean machine for the Lord. Right? My brothers and sisters, he called you to be his holy, lean, mean machines today. Amen? Simply obey. Let your nay be nay and yea be yea, which is no, no, yes, yes. And anything else comes from the evil one. Okay? All right, let's go to another message. Okay, if you go to Psalm chapter 90, verse 1 through 10, it says, sorry for yelling, secret sins will be laid out before God. Okay? Let me tell you, especially those young listeners out there today, okay? Especially those that are so abundant in their energy and so vigorous. Now, remember that when you're home alone with your computer hooked up to the internet, remember that you are alone, but you are not alone. Who's watching you? Our Trinity Lord. He's also in you, remember. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Also, remember that we have our guardian angels. Guess what? They know what you're doing. And they have there's another angel called scribe angels. They record. Let me tell you, they are a professional at recording. They're the professional scribe angels. You know what? They love to scribe. You know what that means? They write down everything that you do, every thought you have in your heart, every word you say. Now, if any of you out there today say, hey, you know, the young people, younger people, because we're all young, aren't we? Even though you're 80 years old, compared to the angels, it's 80 to what, billions? Nothing, right? So younger brothers and sisters, listen up. When you had the opportunity to sit in your room when nobody was around, know that he's around. Your guardian angels are watching you, scribe angels recording. You know what else? Demons are watching you too. Hello. You know what? So once you sin, you don't repent, there you go. They're gonna accuse you, and you have the open door to attack. Okay? And like me, remember, for a long time I said, oh, I came on the radio show, Lord's Hour, and then, oh, I was attacked, this happened, this and that. Guess what? I had an open door listening to false teaching. And you know what I said? Oh, the Lord allowed it to happen. No. My sin opened the door. Obviously, without repentance, it's kept open. Okay. Wherever you're living right now, if you live in the woods, anywhere, just try leaving your door open for 15 minutes. Guess what's going to come in? Flies, lay eggs on your food, okay? What else? Mosquitoes, right? If you live in the woods, squirrels, snakes, right? If you live in, let's say, South Central LA, if you leave your door open and you have something nice in there, okay, somebody's going to come in and take it. Right, Brother Shannon? I know he's going to listen to us afterwards. Yeah. So guess what? We close our doors when we go to our houses. In your rooms, you close your doors. Right? But we got to close the doors by the sins committed against our Father God Almighty. Amen? We close our physical doors. But we forget to close the door, and then what I said, you know, this is what I said. I said, oh, the Lord allowed the chipmunks to come in and go crazy with my rice. No, I left the door open, right? Unless, yes, there are special situations like Job. You know, he allows Job to be tested and brought down the hedge. You know, that's a special situation, so... Can I say 100% it's always your own fault? No, because when there was somebody blinded and people asked Jesus Christ, Yeshua, when he was walking on the earth, say, Lord, he must have sinned because you know, he's blinded. Oh, no. Lord said, this happened for the glory of God, that the glory of God may be shown. So, yes, there are exceptions, but in a lot of cases, most of cases, let us not blame the Lord, okay? All right, and that requires maturity, amen, and humility as well. And let me tell you now, am I coming back and telling you, sharing with you, oh, I was attacked like this, I was attacked like that? No, I'm not. Do you know why? I'm having the peace of God. And when I stay away from the false teachings, guess what? I'm not giving them a chance. Although I sin, you know, I constantly repent, okay? And I make pathetic decisions, you know, like postponing doing taxes. And then I was supposed to do it by October 15th, but I thought it was by October 30th or something like that. But, yeah, ended up being late again on top of that. So, yeah. So we are pathetic. But I'm telling you, I'm pathetic. I thought I was less pathetic, but more and more, and more and more and more and more and more, I know myself, find myself, I am more pathetic and more sinner and very proud and extremely sinful. So my brothers and sisters, ask the Lord to really see Him for who He is and see ourselves for who we are. We need you desperately, Lord. We love you, Lord. Through our storms, we will hold on. We will walk by faith, and we will be strengthened and be new and complete in you, Lord. Praise the Lord. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is telling me, stay put. The Lord wants to tell you, stay put. There were some personal things, plannings and, you know, my career. I was trying to shift into different things, and he's telling me stay put. Okay. But did I listen? No. And I was going to go to a different route, try new opportunities, and then I said, Lord, if this happens, this is your will. If it doesn't, this isn't your will. And he said, all right, that's fine. Okay. So guess what? I tried something new in my personal life twice, and it didn't happen. He closed the door. Okay? So what he, well, you know what he said? My son, I told you to stay put. Okay, what do you mean stay put? So I looked it up. Stay put means, my brothers and sisters, remain in a fixed or remain in established position. As in, okay, this is actually a word, a definition from the dictionary, okay? As in, it says in the dictionary, as in, when you hear stay put from someone, it says, as in, I'm coming, just stay put till I get there. Another translation or definition is, I think Brother Chance has a bulldog. Adorable, bulldogs are adorable, right? But what are bulldogs known for? They have this bite. When it bites, unless they let go, it's stuck, right? What's that called? Like a lower bite, edge biter? I don't know. Anyways, hold on like a bulldog. My brothers and sisters, stay put and hold on like a bulldog. Once you bite, remain in a fixed position with him. Hold fast. Cling to him. Cleave to him. Okay? Cleave and cling means stick to Jesus, Yeshua. Become stuck to him. Either physically and or mentally and or spiritually. Okay? So he's telling me stay put. He's telling me to stay put. I know it's November. Lord, I was like, Lord, it's November. I said you were going to come like early or mid of the year at the latest. So I didn't do my taxes. And Lord, I'm sorry. He says, Lord says, why are you trying to figure out what everything's it's a task of the Father. It's not your job to figure out. We receive. When he says go get them, my son, that's it. Just wait. It's in humility as well. Yes, my brothers and sisters. Alright. Oh, Spirit of the Lord. Spirit of the Lord, what worship music should we listen to now? Praise the Lord. Oh, okay. To Believe. It's by Jackie Ivanko, recommended by Sister Beth. File number two.
So this next song that we're going to do is extra special to you. Can you tell me about it?
Well, my Uncle Matt composed this song.
What's the song about?
Well, the song is about people who don't have the luxury that we have and don't have it as good as we do.
And I know that you're very aware of that, and I know your parents, Mike and Lisa, have raised you right, and they've really taught you the values in life, and it's so nice to hear from such a young person that you have that instilled in you. And now we're going to do Matthew Ivanko's song called...
To Believe.
I absolutely
understand. But if your grace sits around me, I'll do the very best I can. I promise I'll do the very best I can.
Abba, Father, we will do our best. Lord, we will do our best till the trumpet sound. And furthermore, afterwards, praise the Lord. Ah, that was angelic, my brothers and sisters. Okay, I want to talk about a little bit about the Sandy superstorm. Okay, if I told you that this superstorm Sandy is out of love of God, would you believe me? Would you believe me if this was a warning to his children, wayward children? Would you believe me? I want to tell you that, do you guys remember that these events happened during the course of Halloween? Do you know that the evil ones and the wayward people were playing a lot of the evil on that day, rituals and stuff like that? Did you know that a lot of them have been canceled? Out of what? Out of the love of Rabbi Yeshua. Whoa, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can people understand that, Lord? Praise the Lord. Now, let's listen to like a 50-second clip of a interview in New Jersey after the Sandy Superstorm, okay? Well, Brother Chance, file number 3.
I've never seen Jersey like this. I've been here 30 years, and I've never seen it like this before in my life. It's crazy because people are fighting. They're jumping in front of each other. They want to get out of the car, and they want to fight you. So you're going to have to stand in line and get gas, or you won't get none. It's terrible. You couldn't even say get there. Police done blocked everything for us. You cannot get no gas. Everywhere I went, the police say no gas.
I have to run over there.
Oh, yeah.
25.
So people are waiting in line for 3 hours, and then they come to find out that they can't use their card and only cash.
Where?
Yeah, it's bad.
But it could be worse.
It could be worse. She waited the other day 3 hours.
That's right. It could be worse. This is just a warning out of love. My brothers and sisters, will you believe me if the tribulation is out of love? Of course he's mad. But if he doesn't bring it, do you know that the wayward children all will be lost? It's truly a sad thing. Our Creator, our Lover, our Savior, our best friend, he doesn't want anybody to perish. But Lord, we, in agreement, the Bride of Christ, pray in agreement right now that you give him one more chance to repent so that they don't die in their sins, Lord. Let us not point fingers, but pray for them in all purity and love and mercy. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let's talk about the light a little more, about Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, now I want to share with you, which I got a letter from the ministry in Israel, okay? And I found a list of Bible verses, okay, that prophesied about Yeshua as Yeshua HaMashiach of Nazareth, okay? As Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now, and I was reading this, I was like, wow, there's so many prophetic words of God about, you know, foretelling the Messiah, Jesus Christ. For example, Micah 5:2 says where she would be born, okay? It says, Micah 5:2 says, but thou Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. That's the prophetic word right there, where he would be born. And Isaiah 7:14 says, how he would be born of a virgin birth. It says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14. Okay. And another prophecy here. And he must be a descendant, Yeshua, a Messiah. He must be a descendant from the line of King David. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12 and 13, which says, and when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Okay, there's more. And he would, Rabbi Yeshua, our Messiah, he would be called out of Egypt. Hosea 11:1 says, when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Hosea 11:1. Okay. And Isaiah 9:1-8 says, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. That's if you continue reading Isaiah 9:1-8, it says, his ministry would start in Galilee. Okay. Zechariah 9:9, that he would ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king comes unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon a donkey and upon a colt of a foal of a donkey. Zechariah 9:9. Prophet of China? No, prophet of Israel. Brothers and sisters, the chosen brethren and sisters, this is your and our Messiah. He's right there. Zechariah 11:12. How 30 pieces of silver was the price paid for him. Can you believe that? I was like, wow. Zechariah 11:12. And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. Can you believe that? Back then, prophesied. Daniel 9:26 prophesies the Messiah must die before the destruction of the second temple. Daniel 9:26. It says Messiah must be cut off after 62 weeks, but not for himself. It's there. And his clothes will be cast, will be for casting lots. Psalm 22:18. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. Psalm 34:20. prophesies about not one of his bones would be broken. He keeps all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Isaiah 53:5 says, he would make atonement for our sins, but he was wounded for our transgressions, our sins. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Praise the Lord. It's in the Word of God. But brothers and sisters in Israel, if you read only 5 out of 66, you're missing out. Of course, the Word of God is multidimensional, it's holographic, it's awesome. But you're missing out. Let me tell you what. If you heard that King David, okay, is a messianic Jew, will you believe me? This is a message for Israel, okay? The Lord has told me to read Psalm 118 for you. Listen very carefully. Let me read right now. Hold on. Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endures forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. This is King James, okay? The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Verse 7. The Lord takes my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Verse 9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Verse 11. Verse 12. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. Now, when you read Revelation, let's stop at 13. You read, holy, holy, holy is the Lord, right? Now, if you read here, verse 10, 11, 12, in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. In the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Doesn't this mirror the Trinity, Lord? But being the chosen people of God, rejecting Yeshua, our Messiah, and the Ruach HaKodesh, only believing in the Father God, you just dissed Father God. Because it is written in the Holy Word of God, it is the only way through the Father is through His Son. Okay, let's continue. Verse 14. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. Who? The right hand of the Lord. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. Who? Israel. Who? The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me sore, but he has not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. The gate of the Lord into which righteousness shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. Who? Rabbi Yeshua. Will you believe the word? King David already knew our Messiah by the Spirit of the Lord. You remember in Samuel, And Samuel went through all the sons of Jesse. And the Lord says, nope, not this one. Nope, next. Nope. And Samuel goes, is this all? And Jesse goes, no, we have a last one, youngest one. He's taking care of the sheep outside. Bring him now, otherwise I won't sit down. Jesse brings him. The Lord says, this is him. So Samuel anoints King David. Guess what happens? Spirit of the Lord just takes him over, right? Therefore, King David, used as a vessel, wrote these Psalms. Lord wrote it through him, okay? Let's continue. This is the Lord's doing, verse 23. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which means the Lord is God, which has showed us light. Whew. Our Messiah. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. 27 says, God is Lord. Through his child, David, he says, thou art my God. Verse 27 says, God is the Lord. Lord is God. Repent, descendants of Israel, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for saying Yeshua is just a prophet. Repent. And I will praise thee, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let me give you one more example, Israel. Elohim. God is plural. Why do you think in English, when we say you, hey you, could mean one person, singular, could also mean plural. What a blessed language of the Lord. Do you know that in Spanish or Korean, I don't know about other languages, when you say you, you have to say another word to make it a plural you. For example, usted, ustedes, Korean, no, it's just you, it's just one. No, he did. That's you in plural. But the language of the chosen, and English as well, is awesome. It's beautiful when you hear it, right? When you say it right way. Elohim is plural. Trinity Lord. If you believe one and you don't believe the rest, you just decline the other two, which means you decline the Father God too. Okay? My goodness. Return back to him. Repentance is key. Israel. Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 1 through 8. It says, you could continue reading here, but it says, and the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, Jeremiah 18, 1 through 8, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. At what instant, I shall speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. If they turn from their evil ways and repent, Listen to the voice of the Lord, Israel. Bride of Christ, be a little patient with me. We got to take care of Israel here. And I have another word for Ishmael. Okay? Ishmael, descendants of Ishmael. Are you listening? Turn with me. Genesis chapter 21. Verse 8 through 11. This is the situation here is Abraham, Sarah, and who's the mother of Ishmael? I forgot. Okay, let's continue. Oh, Hagar, okay. All right, this is a message for Ishmael, okay? Chapter 21, verse 8. To 21. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. Okay? And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son. For the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. So Abraham was really stressed out, okay? Verse 12. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad, and because of thy bondwoman, which is Hagar and Ishmael. In all that Sarah has said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Okay, so this is the direction of the Lord. And verse 13, also of the son of bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. Arabs, listen up. Why do you want to kill your cousin, your brethren? Under Abraham. Isn't it family under Abraham? Children of Ishmael? Let's continue. Verse 14. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent them away. This is sad. Okay, but the Lord directed, okay? And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. Now, and the water was spent in the bottle, you know, so they drank all the water, you know, it's probably the desert, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs, okay, from the sun, right? Verse 16 says, and she went and sat her down over against him and a good way off, so she came far away off, so the son Ishmael couldn't hear him, and as it were a bow shot, so like as far as the arrows could reach, so it's pretty far, but not too far. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lift up her voice and wept. Listen very carefully. This is a very dramatic situation here. Okay, this is very deep. What's going on in the Middle East? It all starts from here, okay? But listen very carefully. Verse 17, and God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what ails thee, Hagar? Fear not. For God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. And arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And the Lord provided them water and food, and provided a way. And here, let's look at verse 17. Hagar cried out. But verse 17 says, but God heard the voice of the lad. He heard the voice of Ishmael. And the angel of God called Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, fear not, Hagar, mother of Ishmael, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Who? God has heard the voice of Ishmael. Arab. Descendants of Ishmael, God aches for you. He has lost so many of you to devil, worshiping false God, the Satan. Turn back to him. He cares for you. This is the message for Ishmael.
Praise the Lord.
Israel also, sons of Isaac, Abraham, sons of Ishmael, repent and turn back to him. Please don't die in your sins. Accept your Messiah. Worship the true God. Okay? We're going to listen to this praise song dedicated for you guys. Israel, descendants of Israel, and also of Ishmael. The song's name is Olive Tree by Samar Levav. Brother Chance, is song number 7.
No more.
Praise the Lord. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Today I received a letter from Brother Larry, and he just forwarded me. He sent a simple repentance prayer, repenting the generational sins, okay? And he sent it to Brother Chance, and it's on the website, okay? And so it's for everybody, and also descendants of Ishmael and Israel, please listen up. Please also do these generational repentance prayer. Okay, it's mighty, mighty powerful. Holy, holy Lord Jesus Christ, I sincerely repent every sin I have committed in my lifetime, from the second of my birth to this very second of the trumpet sound. For you, until the last breath of your life, right? Whoever listening after the trumpet sound, I sincerely repent every sin my complete generational lines has committed in all the lifetimes from the beginning of creation. I cover all these grievous sins with the holy blood of the holy Lord Jesus Christ. And I take full and total responsibility for all of these grievous sins I have committed and my complete generational lines has committed against my Holy Father God Almighty. Please, 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 Holy Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have mercy on me and completely cleanse with your holy blood my soul and every page of my record-keeping books in heaven. Please, 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 Holy Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me and please accept my full and complete repentance for every sin I have ever committed and every sin my complete generational lines has ever committed since the beginning of creation till the trumpet sound or till the end of my life in this world. In the mightiest name of Yahushua HaMashiach of Nazareth, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So yeah, you can go to our website and do your generational repentance prayer that Brother Larry has sent for today. Okay. Sister Nicole, Jesus My Rock, has the show. Please join us after this show. It's blogtalkradio.com/ Jesus My Rock. Okay. I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, last week, the Lord was speaking through me, and also I was sharing with you according to the leading of the Spirit, and the Lord wanted me to sing for you last week. Okay, and then I said in my spirit, I said no, I'm not ready. So I wasn't really fully living by the leading of the Spirit. Well, it's been a while I sang. Okay. I've been like fighting this for like whole day today. Okay, my flesh says no, but the Spirit says yes. So you know, it's singing on live radio, it's not easy, okay? It's praising the Lord. But you know what? I will obey. Believe it or not, the Spirit was like, you know, you got to sing for my children. I was like, no, maybe next time, Lord. But he's urging me. So I will, my flesh says no, but the Spirit says yes, so I will obey the Spirit. So I hope a lot of people left the room. So I just, few of you are just listening to me. Okay, or people could listen afterwards. So I will sing. I will sing the complete by Parachute Band that we have listened to previously. Okay,
I know this is kind of embarrassing, but Lord, let not the flesh praise you. Sorry, Lord. Let me praise you in soul, in spirit, and in truth. Hallelujah. Okay, here we go. Praise the Lord. This is especially for those of you going through a lot of trouble, and also those of you listening to us in the tribulation after the rapture has occurred. I hope this is a blessing to you.
Here I am, O God, I bring this sacrifice, my open heart. I offer up my life, I live to you, Lord, your love that never ends, restores me again. So I lift my eyes to you, Lord, in your strength will I break through, Lord, touch me now, let your love fall down on me, I know your love dispels all my fears. Through the storm I will hold on, Lord, and by faith I will walk on, Lord. Then I'll see beyond my Calvary today, and I will be complete in you. Here I am, O God, I bring this sacrifice, my open heart. I offer up my life, I look to you, Lord, your love that never ends, restores me again. So I lift my eyes to you, Lord, and by the strength I will break through, Lord. Touch me now, let your love fall down on me, I know your love dispels all my fears, through the storm I will hold on, Lord, and by faith I will walk on, Lord, then I'll see beyond my Calvary one day, and I will be complete in you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I look to you, Lord, your love that never ends, it restores me again. Thank you, Lord. So I lift my eyes to you, Lord, in your strength will I break through. Touch me now, let your love fall down on me. I know your love dispels all my fears. Through the storm I will hold on, Lord, and by faith I will walk on, Lord. Then I'll see beyond my Calvary one day, and I will make complete in you. Yeah, yeah, I will be complete in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That was kind of embarrassing, but it's okay.
God bless you.
No, that was great, brother. That was awesome. Don't be ashamed. That was awesome. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you. I hope it blesses you.
It did. Bless me. I don't know about anybody else, but that was awesome.
Amen. Blessed, no, you know what, but we have to obey the Spirit. So
amen.
I obey the
amen.
Spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Brother Chance, for hosting. And I hope this is a blessing to you and the brothers and sisters out there, and also listeners after the archive, and also the Tribulation Saints. God bless you. Talk to you later, brother.
God bless.
Thanks, brother.
Time is ticking by, and I can feel an explosion inside, and time.